A fun thing is wearing shirts that stopped fitting, or in some cases, shirts that never fit. A fun thing is wearing those shirts. I'm wearing a shirt that I was given by The Ringer back when I worked with The Ringer before they went to Spotify. And they gave me a cool shirt, like a kind of ribbed long sleeve t-shirt. And I liked it, but it was from the very beginning too small for me. And it was a bummer because I liked it and couldn't wear it. And now it fits great. And I like that. I basically now said the same thing for the entirety of this intro, but that's how much I like it. Because I've also been, you know, going to the bottom of some of my closet shelves where I put the shirts that I never wore because they were too small. And now I wear those. I also have a bunch of shirts that are too big. I'm going to have to donate those. But that's a nice problem to have.
Your Daily Lex.
It was a three coffee day for me. There was a time when I had zero coffees a day, and then I had one, and then I had two. And then there was a while I was doing three, and then I went back to two. But there have been more three coffee days recently. And I was saying to Lauren, like, is this just what it is to be old, that we're just tired all the time and we need more caffeine than we used to whatever else? And Lauren's answer, I think, was accurate, because her point was it's not about being old. It's about having kids. The real issue is we get up with the kids. Now, it's ridiculous how early the kids have to get up, but because the kids have parents who are thoughtful, at least when it comes to said kids, we tell them to go to bed. So the kids go to bed early and then wake up early. They don't go to bed crazy early. And sometimes, like yesterday, Sierra had a babysitting gig that was supposed to end at 10, which was already late, and then it went even later, which was not cool, but whatever. So last night, Sierra went to sleep after 10:30. But normally, Sierra's going to sleep around a 9:30 time. And if she's feeling really tired, she'll go to sleep earlier than 9:30, which is, I think, adorable. But so then when she gets up at 5-something, she's okay. But we take turns getting up with them. We get up around 6:10 to get them out the door, make sure they're good, and get a chance to see them before they go. But we don't go to sleep especially early. We go to sleep earlier than I think we want to because we're going to get up early with them. But it is brutal. So I'm just, my complaint here is sleepiness. And I could make an argument not to get up with my kids, right? They're big. They wake up on their own. There was one day this year where Liam slept through his alarm and Sierra woke him up because she's awesome. And they get themselves to the bus. My policy is last year I drove them to the bus stop because it was further away. This year I got it moved closer again. So it's right at the end of our cul-de-sac. And if it's raining, I'll take them. But if it's cold, wear a jacket. They won't wear a jacket because it's not cool to wear a jacket. No kids in high school these days go to their lockers. I don't really understand it. So they don't want to carry jackets, but that's on them. They could choose to wear a jacket and they don't. But cold is their problem. But raining, I'll help them. I'll drive them. But otherwise, they're on their own anyway. So it's like, why am I even up? But I'm up because I'm a good dad. I'm up because I want to get a chance to see him before they go to school. And I'm torn on it because maybe I'm a better dad if I'm even more well-rested. But in some cases, I think, you know, kids just want to see your face, especially when it's as slim as mine. Anyway, I am tired, but it's fine. The third coffee certainly helped and it'll power me through the rest of the day. I haven't had Diet Coke in the house other than when we're like hosting people for eons. And every once in a while, I'm like, boy, I could just get like cases of Diet Coke again and have those instead of coffee sometimes. One, after I have coffee, I'm always self-conscious about my teeth. I like to rinse my mouth out with water after I have coffee. I know that my teeth are less perfectly white than they once were ever since I became a coffee drinker. Soda, I don't feel like has the same effect on me. And with the coffee, I put in a tiny bit of milk, which is, you know, 20-something calories, and the soda is 0 calories. So I could save 60 calories a day if I just switched entirely from coffee to Diet Coke. But I think coffee has more beneficial health qualities than does Diet Coke, which has none. Anyway, those are all my disjointed thoughts for today. I hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday, October 22nd. I have my third straight rehearsal for same time next year tonight. We're going to have finished blocking Act 1 by the end of the night tonight, which will be good. Man, there is so much memorization work to do. So much. And that's it. That's all I got. Happy Wednesday and more soon.
Lex.